Be vegan. Make peace.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nos programmes offrent plusieurs langues. Veuillez visiter suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nuestros programas ofrecen varios idiomas. Visiten suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Наши программы предлагают много языков. Пожалуйста, посмотрите suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Remember, we are the soul. Every time we remember to go up there, we are in control again as a soul. That's why you can go up to heaven. You can see your original light from heaven and hear a teaching from heaven in the form of music of the sphere, like that. Otherwise, we are nothing. This body is not us.
Please keep watching to find out more.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Today's episode will be presented in English with subtitles in Arabic, Alexis, also known as Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Czech, English, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Russian, Spanish, Telugu, and Thai.
Moin means hello in Luxembourgish, one of the official languages of Luxembourg. My name is Zoe. The jolly Luxembourgers are happy to have considerate friends like you, who bring smiles and laughter with their good sense of humor and positive energy. The Grand Duchy of Luxembourg is one of the smallest countries in the world. This constitutional monarchy is located in northwestern Europe, bordering Germany, Belgium, and France. The country's picturesque landscape can be easily appreciated through a large network of hiking paths that are ranked as leading quality trails in Europe. While Luxembourg's northern area is hilly and forested, the south contains flowing rivers with fertile soil. This region is also known as Gutland or Good Land. With its capital, Luxembourg City, rated as one of the safest places to live, Luxembourg is a wonderful land indeed. As one of the historic crossroads of Europe, Luxembourg has always retained a strong national identity. Its rich heritage in arts, culture, and architecture is reflected in its many festivals and museums. One famous festival is the dancing procession of Echternach, listed as a UNESCO Intangible Cultural Heritage of Humanity. This unique event continues a 500-year tradition in honor of Saint Willibrord. Clergy members, musicians, and thousands of pilgrims parade in unison to a polka melody through the medieval streets of Echternach. The festival and its procession are considered a form of a prayer or communication between the people and God. It was a pleasure to present successful Luxembourg to you, delightful viewers. May heaven shower you with wisdom and joy. For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has illuminated our world with her divine teachings. A fully enlightened master, she imparts the Kuan Yin method of meditation to those desiring to immediately discover the God nature within, to achieve in one lifetime eternal liberation from the cycle of transmigration. The Kuan Yin method has been practiced by all enlightened masters, such as the worshipped world honored one Shakyamuni Buddha, the worshipped Son of God Jesus Christ, the venerated master and philosopher Confucius, the venerated Lord Krishna, the venerated master and philosopher Lao Tzu, the venerated Lord Mahavira, the beloved prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji, and many more. Supreme Master Qinghai emphasizes that if we always remember God, render selfless service to others, and follow the laws of the universe, we will reach our highest potential as humans and truly understand our purpose on Earth. An extraordinary living example of compassion, she lovingly and regularly sends material and financial assistance to refugees, the homeless, natural disaster victims, and others needing relief. Supreme Master Qinghai respectfully thanks all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. Supreme Master Qinghai receives love and recognition from various organizations, media, governments, individuals, and many awards, such as the 2006 Gusi Peace Prize, considered the Nobel Peace Prize of the East, the World Spiritual Leadership Award in 1994, the Mahavir Award in 2008, February 22nd and October 25th, both proclaimed as the Supreme Master Qinghai Day, an honorary citizen of the United States, etc., and has been honored throughout the years with numerous other awards and accolades for her outstanding philanthropic and humanitarian deeds. etc. We apologize for not being able to show many other awards and honors for lack of space and time. Supreme Master Qinghai respectfully thanks all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness. Wishing you the best. A true voice for our beautiful animal friends, Supreme Master Qinghai promotes the peaceful, loving, plant-based diet and envisions, with humanity's awakening to the sacredness of all life, a tranquil and glorious all-vegan world where animals and people live in respectful harmony. Her initiatives included alternative living flyer distribution, the International Vegan Restaurants Loving Hut, vegan food companies, vegan fair products, Supreme Master Television, as well as writing and speaking to influential government and media leaders, participating in televised conferences on climate change, etc. Whether we are aware of it or not, her efforts have had an enormous influence on global awareness of the animal-friendly lifestyle and how this benevolent way can bring lasting peace among nations, while saving our planet from climate change and disasters. Supreme Master Qinghai has traveled worldwide and held discourses with the public and her disciples on a variety of spiritual topics. In another conference on Friday, March 26, 2021, our most beloved Supreme Master Qinghai spent precious time to share her love and wisdom, answering some questions that members had on various topics. Today, we are blessed to present the insightful conference entitled The Phoenix, Part 7 of 13 on Between Master and Disciples, given in English on March 26, 2021.
Okay, my love. Any other question?
Yes, Master. Is there anything we disciple could do to help Master in the negotiation with heavens?
Just be good.
Yes, Master.
Be good, be diligent, be sincere, be humble.
Yes, Master.
Believing in God. And practice the teaching to the letter. Okay?
Yes, Master.
And don't ask me to bless you if you married the brother outside or sister outside, huh?
Yes, Master.
That's your private stuff, huh?
Yes,
I don't do weddings at all, ever, okay? I don't have time for that, yes? Lucky, because if you are like a county chief, you know, oh, she was telling me, oh, she's very busy. She just came from how many weddings? Oh, and she looked really exhausted, and her voice was really like fading. Oh. I could tell because I had that this kind of situation before, not about weddings, but when I work so hard, hardly have any energy to talk, you know? Yeah. But yes, she was telling me things, and she says she has to go to weddings, she has to go to funerals, and busy about all that. So it's not like you are a chief of a county and then you have it pretty. Not really. Huh? Everybody is working very hard as well, yeah? She woke up since 4 o'clock and worked until, oh my God, whenever she saw me, that was very late already in the evening.
Oh.
She was eating something with me and talking about her job. And I felt so sorry. I didn't know. I mean, I kind of knew that government people are busy, but I didn't know they were so busy. From dawn to dusk like that, and until so exhausted, could hardly talk in a normal voice.
Wow.
Yeah, like lacking energy voice.
Yes,
I could tell. And she said to me that her husband died because of exhaustion also, worked too hard.
Wow.
Yeah, if you have to run from one wedding to another all day or to another funeral again, visiting somebody sick in the hospital?
Yes,
because they are constituents. You are co-citizens, yeah?
Yes.
You're subjects, yes. And then also, also when somebody reaches like 90 years of age or 100 years, have to go to the celebration?
Yes.
Yeah. My God, a lot of time. For that, I wonder how he does any other job. No wonder the governments are so slow in many other things. Like some urgent things, like the water scarcity, the climate change, more urgent and more big, or the immigration crisis at the border in America, for example.
Yes.
Yeah, everybody can criticize. But when you sit in the seat of the president or Senate, oh my God, sometimes they have to work all day or night to read all the proposals, which are many hundreds of pages. And they have to read them all and understand them all in order to say yes or no, or veto it.
Yes.
To read all that is already very time-consuming.
Yes.
My God. And then have to debate, you know, pros and cons, and vote. And after the vote, still happy or not. And the citizens will be happy or criticize, or newspapers will throw bombs at them. I mean, writing bombs. Yeah, my God, what a world we live in.
Yes.
And that's not the worst thing yet. So much suffering, you know, of sickness, of water shortage, of food scarcity, yes, and oppression from power of governments or gangsters or war.
Yes, Master.
What a world we live in. What for we live here? For what?
Yes, Master.
And then the animals and people suffer so much. Just to go out in the field to plant some potatoes, and maybe the bomb will explode from the war before, and then you're dead, or you're maimed, or you are handicapped and dependent forever.
Yes, ma'am.
Your life is ruined, finished.
Yes.
Nobody will marry you, for example, yeah?
Yes.
Nobody will take care of you because you will be like that. And to live dependently on family member or social security is nothing compared to your freedom of movement and taking care of yourself and earning your own living.
Yes.
It's below your dignity, no?
Yes.
It must feel very bad being a handicapped person, suddenly like that. So sometimes I sit and I talk to God. I say, oh, this is really hell. My world here, what I see is really hell.
Yes.
Even rich people, you envy them. You think they have a good life, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. Anytime they want to go somewhere, there is a helicopter, Air Force One, Air Force Two, whatever. When people still criticize you, your life a miserable and uncomfortable feeling for your feelings or emotions or mental wellness or even physical wellness. Just a few days ago, I saw the news that one of the French billionaires is just dead like that because his helicopter collapsed. His helicopter crashed down, yeah? One of you saw it?
Yes, Master.
No, he's very famous, no? This man.
Yes.
And very respected. Not like a bad person or anything. A French billionaire in such a civilized and secure country. Technology-wise, yeah? Still die by a helicopter crash. And you don't think it's a cheap helicopter that make him crash. It's not that. He's a billionaire. He must have the top-class helicopter, no?
Yes.
Or maybe he hired to go, I don't know. Maybe it's not his own. But even then, some people have their own helicopter or airplane that also crash. Nowadays, I read often, even army, yeah? Army airplanes also collide with each other or just crash for no reason. Or commercial plane just crash on the highway or crash into the residential area, etc. Brought many deaths with it. Nothing in this world is a guarantee. And still go on killing each other and harassing each other or accusing each other with fake news and wrong news and like trampling on each other just to climb on the top. Oh, dear God, I don't know if anybody really loves to live in this world. People do, huh? Yeah, people still do. But I've seen through all that. I live just for others because they still want to live. Otherwise,
Thank you, Master.
Whatever, here. There's nothing for me. Yes, any more question?
Yeah, sister have some questions.
Oh, yeah?
Master?
Yeah, tell me.
Master read from her diary that many of Master's disciples were coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Master, what prompted them to come back?
I don't know. You ask them. Just like whatever prompts them to go out. Huh? It's all they're doing. You don't know what humans' minds are doing or thinking. You have to control it, or it controls you. Make you do all crazy things, yeah?
Right.
Or even just eat some wrong ingredients somewhere, then it make you do wrong also.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least your body goes wrong or sick.
Yes, Master.
And everything affects everything these days. Drugs, alcohol, and the pandemic energy. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That probably drove them back. Because they probably suddenly woke up feeling that, oh, this little world is really nothing to rely on.
Yes, Master.
It's better to come back to Master, because she taught us all the good things and guarantee us to go home, to heaven. What for would she lie to us if she doesn't want any money from us? She doesn't even care about our attendance or not to her group. We are free to do what we want as long as we are vegan and practice and don't harm any others. Yes?
Yes, Master.
So they have to wake up. The pandemic, you know, make them feel life is ephemeral.
Yes.
Yeah, they wake up. The pandemic does help in many ways. It brings out the best in people. Also, it brings out the worst. It depends on what mental or spiritual level you are to be influenced by the good or by the bad.
Understand. Yeah? Thank you, Master.
After 20 years, even, believe that, coming back, just saying, business as usual. After 20 years, 30 years, 10 years, 15 years, come back. I let them all come back. It doesn't matter. They erred, but they returned. Okay?
Yes,
Thank you, Master.
We can always err anytime, you see, because of the world's influence, because of the bad energy around us, yes? Because of the bad influence from whomever we are with.
Yes,
they can be stronger than us sometimes. Stronger than our mind, not our soul, okay? The soul, no, it's just the mind doesn't capisce. Yeah, and follow the mind orders. Do this, do that. And some days wake up, some days not. Any other question, Malik?
In a 2017 lecture, Master talked about how 99% of the people and animals on this planet were spaceshipped or exiled here from other higher technology advanced planets with stricter and more controlling governments.
Mm.
And the people sent to planets like ours were being given poison or a soup to drink, which made them forget their origin.
Mm.
Master, is this forgetfulness or hypnotism the origin of the inner snake in people, which Master talked about recently? And is this where the ego comes from?
Because remember, God says we are made from earth.
Yes.
Easy for us to fall.
Yes, Master.
From dirt, you are to dust returned.
Yes.
We are made from earth, no wonder. And some water, and some little iron, some little gold in it, some speck of gold inside. You could have more gold if your teeth are black with gold. Otherwise, we are nothing worthy, you know?
Yes.
Yeah, analyzing us, what do we have? 90% water inside, huh? And some dirt. Because whenever you take a shower, isn't the dirt come out?
Yes.
Uh-huh. We are shedding. Like the snake, they shed their skin to reborn anew, huh? We could be reborn anew every day when we take a shower, some dirt come out, huh? From head to toe, huh?
Yes.
Ah, where do they come from? They just come from inside the skin, come out, no?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Even if you sit in the clean room all day with aircon and screening everything, you take a shower, you still have dirt come out. So we are from dirt, no?
Yeah.
Mm. And the nature of the dirt is that it's dirt, okay? It's not much intelligence in it. So the body is not much, it's just a building, okay? It's just a temple. And what stays in it is important, the soul, okay? That's why we have to concentrate on the seat of the soul here. Remember?
Yes.
Remember, we are the soul. Every time we remember to go up there, we are in control again as a soul. That's why you can go up to heaven, you can see your original light from heaven and hear the teaching from heaven in the form of music of the sphere, like that. Otherwise, we are nothing. This body is not us.
Yes.
Whom are you talking to? And whom am I answering? I don't know. Who is all this? Yeah, many times I try to shut it off, otherwise I would just leave.
Understand.
If I keep dwelling on all this illusionary nature of this world, then I will leave immediately. I will not be able to bear sitting for hours on end to work for Supreme Master Television, teach this proofreading or editing or whatever. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Not to talk about writing sometime a joke or a tip for kids and all that, and talk to you in this and that way. Yeah?
Yes, Master.
Yes, Master. Thank you, Master.
Thank you.
I will not do it. I will not be able to. I shut myself out of this knowledge, okay? Out of the realization that it's all illusion. Or else I could not sit here and continue talking or do anything else. Okay,
yes,
my love.
Thank you,
is that Master. Your question answered or not?
Yes, yes. Thank you, Master. Heavenly viewers, we appreciate your company for today's episode entitled The Phoenix, Part 7 of 13, on Between Master and Disciples. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more positive programming. May the Divine Power bless you.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule and suprememastertv.com/BMD.
Be veg, go green to save the planet.